Mr. Holloman, reel 4.
Well, he was left on his own, and his father in this narrow west, and he comes across some water buffaloes in the river. He shoots one of them, cuts a lump of the meat off, puts it in his pack, and there's some grapefruit growing round about there, so he filled his pack up with his buffalo meat and grapefruits, but they caught him eventually. See, there's very little chance of you getting back, you know.
Was Mr. Franks in with you as a POW?
He's in with me, yes, but he wasn't with me on the march. He was with the, Pioneers.
What happened to your mule, Betty?
Well, when we was crossing the Irrawaddy, this was before we turned back, when we was crossing the Irrawaddy, they got these mules in a bunch, about a dozen, to go across, and apparently they all got this halter, the rope that goes over, you know, the halter, somehow or other, they all got twisted up and they went down the river. So I never saw it.
Was this when you were crossing over to the island?
No, when we was going in. When we come to the island, we're coming back.
You were telling me that at first, when you were captured, these Japanese guards were treating you well. Or
the first patrol that called us, they was all right. Then they handed, when we taken to Main U, there's a different conscripts, if you like. The ones that captured as the Imperial troops, they were the tall chaps, you know. But these others were the conscripts, because they'd take anybody with the conscripts. And that would put us in charge of these huts in Main U. And then, if you wanted to smoke, there was a kerosene can in the ground, and if you had a smoke, you had to sit down that. They'd come and put life out of you if they caught you smoking away from this can. And another thing, we had to say prayers. So what they used to do, take us from where we're our hearts, and there'd be this big post in the ground with all these Japanese characters on it, and then you'd bow to that or something, and then it used to be like a goal post, you know, these Japanese. Immediately behind the goal post, there was this barber in a hut or something. So, and behind that was the rising sun. So I don't know who we was worshiping, but we had to say, toots, da 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 da, toots, I don't know what it was. And then you bow to it, and then you look at this post in the ground, and I don't know what it was all about, but nobody was laughing or joking.
Were you willing to do it?
Well, we had to just do it
Was this at Mamio?
At Mamio, yes.
Did you also have to do it in Rangoon?
No.
Why was there a difference?
Well, this was a sort of discipline. I suppose it was an excuse for knocking you about, you know, if you did wrong. Well, I was talking about when the officer, my officer, offered me promotion, and I refused it. Well, I don't know if I'd have accepted it, I'd have gone with Wingate when he went with his party. I don't know whether that, or if I hadn't gone with a party, I'd have gone with his boat and the first off the island, and I got so. Anything could have happened there.
You don't know whether you made the right decision.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.